Good morning, team. It is so exciting. It's so great to have you on the call this morning. And I just want to start, let's talk about the step up in September just a little bit. We've been, you know, talking to people on our team, and some people didn't know about it. And so I think all of you guys do know about it, but just in case you don't, in case there's anyone here that comes on the line that doesn't, or just make sure, you know, you reach out to the people on your team, because not everybody knows about it or really realized the two aspects it has. So it has two aspects. One is everybody is open to all North American consultants. And if you develop three seniors or more, then you are in the running for the cash prizes. So there's 10 cash. $2,500, and it goes down to 10th place is $250. So awesome, awesome cash prizes. And so to trigger being in that, you need to sponsor three or more seniors. And to, you know, to if there's ties, it'll be the places will be determined by the highest group volume. So your PGPV, your personal group volume. And to be a new senior, a person could be somebody that you sponsor today, tomorrow, that comes on board and becomes a senior, or it can be somebody that's already on your team that is a direct. So anybody, you know, they all count. They'll all be new seniors. But then the second part, which some people didn't realize, is that all the people that become senior in September, they get 250 Nikken reward points. Which means, you know, that's they can redeem that for product in October, any Nikken products that they want. So 250 Nikken reward points. So just reach out to your teams. Make sure people on your teams know that, because that's an amazingly awesome, awesome incentive for all of us. And to be doing what we're already doing is you know, bringing people on board and helping them understand the benefits of the products and the benefits of the business, and to see whether the business might be a fit for them. And so, wow, it just adds an extra layer of fun to that. This morning we are going to be sharing, you know, a product testimonial. Either I've asked several of our team members to share, and it can either be a product experience that you've had yourself, or somebody, you know, somebody that you've been working with, somebody that you know, somebody on your team, one of your customers. And you know, all of us, I think, most of us anyway, we're attracted to Nikken because of the products, because of wanting to be healthier. Like Jack and I were attracted because we were just really wanted to, we were in our, well, I guess, our early 50s, and we had been already eating healthy, wanting to be, you know, do prevention. We wanted to prevent all the things that you see in the news, you know, the arthritis, the heart attacks, the strokes, the cancer, diabetes. I mean, if we could do something to prevent those things, we wanted to do that. And so, you know, knowing how these products can help people, having experiences ourselves, then we can reach out to other people. And also on the email, you know, I had attached that email from Dave Johnson about our heart and about heart math and how our heart actually, they can detect the energy from our heart. It goes out way farther.
Electromagnetic energy.
Yeah, the electromagnetic energy from our heart goes out way, way farther than our brain. I mean, we think with our brain, and that would be where all that electromagnetic energy would be, but it's our heart. And so it's our heart that people feel, you know, when we're out and about and we're touching people, and they feel that. And so, you know, reaching out to people through the product or the business, that people can feel our heart. And Dennis Williams was on Wednesday, and he was sharing testimonials. You know, over the years, he's collected the testimonials that people send to him. It's just so awesome, you know, being able to have these products, to be able to, you know, be owners of our own health, our own life. And so we've got people on board that are going to share this morning, and let's start with Bill Cottle. Bill.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Thanks for letting me go first. We're about to get on the road and head back home. So if I understand, you wanted us to share some testimonial stories, and it could be about us or it could be about somebody we worked with. I want to tell Armin's story, if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Armin is 84 years young, and earlier in the spring, we bumped into him at the airport. We've known them for 40 years. I'm sure that I went back 10, 15 years ago, and I was trying to get him interested in again, and I couldn't get, you know, the time of day. But he was in the airport, and he was in a wheelchair, and he's being wheeled around because he had had knee surgery about 2 years ago, and it was still giving him fits. And he said, I've got to go to my grandson's wedding and stand and be up and about. And he said, I'm just trying to nurse it along. And I said, well, if you're open, I have no idea if this will help or not, but I have some magic cream that I'd like to let you have a sample of. If you'll put a little bit of that on there, when you get to where you're going here at the end of the day's journey, and then use a little bit every time you feel some discomfort, it might make your experience better. So we disappeared for 2 weeks, and we got back, and I get a phone call from Armin, and we talked about the wedding and our new grandbaby, and he said, well, I suppose you know why I'm calling, don't you? I said, no. He said, well, that magic cream of yours works. I got to have more. So I went over and I told him how he could go to my website and he could register as a customer and he could get some CM cream. And I said, while you're at it, I said, let me loan you a couple other things. And I took him two little power minis and a knee wrap that fit. I said, I just want you to experiment with this and let me know if this makes a difference. I said, we're adding several different technologies here. And that was all I said. And I went back home, and the next day I saw an order come in from him, and he not only bought two knee wraps and the power minis, but a tube of CM cream. Now, that was several months ago, and he's not on auto ship, but he's now placed his third order for CM cream, and right now I've got him on M-Steps. So anyway, you never know. The message is you never know who you talk to and when they'll be ready to hear the message.
Wow, Bill, that is so awesome. That's really great. And, you know, like you had talked to him earlier and he wasn't interested. And so, you know, we don't ever have to give up on anybody. We can just, you know, try again another time because circumstances, you know, change in their life or just their mindset changes somehow and they become open. So, wow, that is so awesome. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
And have a safe trip home.
Thanks. I'm going to mute and drive and listen so I can enjoy the rest of the
comments. Okay, fantastic. Okay, so Julie, Matt, Julie's going to also be driving this morning. So, Julie, would you like to go next?
Sure. Thank you. Bill, that was amazing. I need to travel more. Apparently, I need to be in airports more. More people.
Yeah, we all have to stay in airports.
I do have a trip coming up at the end of this week, so fingers crossed. So one of my favorite stories is my mother, and although I've had some incredible experiences, as has my husband, but my mom's is so dramatic. Ours were, I mean, not as maybe overnight feeling, but my mom had a hip replacement, I want to say 6 years ago approximately, and suffered consequence after the hip replacement and was never quite herself again. And my mom is currently 73. I don't think she's on the call. I'm allowed to say. But she's a skier. She does stand-up paddleboard. She's a kayaker. She's active. She's very active. She was rollerblading before her hip replacement, and after the hip replacement, most of those activities were taken away from her because she didn't have the confidence. She had a lot of pain. So that's what led me to be concerned about her. And I found Niken, or Gloria found me, in August, and in November, my mom was driving from Canada to my home in New Jersey, and that's about an 8 to 10 hour drive on a good day, and it was November in a very big storm, so it took her about 12 hours, and I knew she would be in a lot of pain when she arrived, just from sitting so long, and the next day she would be suffering dramatically, and I was hopeful that the sleep system I had put on the bed in her room in our home would be helpful. And all the products were very new to me still. And when my mom arrived after midnight, it was very late, so we didn't even get to talk about anything. I just put her to bed. And the next morning I thought, well, I won't see her until 10 at least. And lo and behold, crack of dawn, she's up puddling around in the kitchen, not a limp to be seen. And I looked at her and I said, you know, normally you're super achy when you get up the next day after having driven here. And she goes, I know. But she said, no, what's most amazing is that horrible back pain that I have every morning. And I was like, I don't know about any back pain that you have. She goes, oh, yes. I carry a handful of Advil in my pocket and I take them all day long so I can get through the day. And I said, you never mentioned that to me. She said, oh, didn't I? No, no, you hadn't. And she said, but the thing is, I don't have it. I don't have it. And she was with me for 10 days that trip, and she never took one Advil. She never limped unless we did excessive walking during the course of the day and just overused her hip. And she's not looked back. We packed up the sleep system, which was always the plan, and sent it back home with her. And she's out kayaking. She's stand-up paddleboarding. She hasn't rollerbladed yet, but she was talking about it last week. So
wow.
On her sights. She did buy new skis, so I think this winter is going to bring her on downhill again. So that's, to me, that means the world, right, that my mom is active and she's staying healthy. And she's on so many of the nutritionals. And people keep saying, you know, did you have a facelift? And she's like, no. They're like, well, you look remarkable. And it's just that the pain is gone, I think. Anyhow, she's a beautiful woman to begin with, and now she gets to shine without any of the pain. So that's my favorite.
Wow. Oh, that is such an awesome story. I mean, and that's cool. So cool how you did it. I mean, you didn't even tell her. You just tucked her in the bed.
Well, it was so late. I was planning on telling her, but it was so late. She was so tired that there just wasn't time. Just put her right to bed.
That is so awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's so awesome. I mean, it's so awesome to be able to help ourselves, of course, loved ones, other people. I mean, and to see people. I mean, to see people have a better quality of life like that. I mean, wow. I mean, Jack and I are so thankful. I mean, we have a much better quality of life. We're the same age range as your mom, and to be able to do the things that we love to do. And, oh, my goodness, we are so thankful every day. So thanks for sharing, Jules.
My pleasure.
All right. Okay.
Manny, your line's unmuted. Manny Alves.
What would you like to share with us this morning?
Good morning. God, I always have so many. But I wanted to share my little dog because these products work amazing on animals as well. And one night I came home and I let my dogs out on my deck because I live on the water. And I was going to cook some dinner, and then I thought, well, I'm going to let the dogs back in. And one of the little dogs didn't come back. And I asked my boyfriend, and I said, you know, where's little Bushki? And he says, maybe he's upstairs. I said, no, I let them outside, and I live on the water. And all of a sudden I said, oh, my God, he's in the water. It was nighttime. It was really cold. And so I took a flashlight. I was screaming, and I ran down, and I couldn't reach for him. I couldn't get him because the tide was too low. So my boyfriend came down. He picked him up, and he was in shock. He was shaking so bad. I ran him upstairs. I put him in the bath. I couldn't stop him from shaking. I mean, I was worried because when it's that cold and they get hypothermia, they can die. And so I took my travel blanket, travel blanket, and wrapped him around in it, and I just held him really tight and really close to me. And he shook for a few more minutes, and then all of a sudden he stopped shaking. And then I opened up the blanket, and he jumped out. But I thought, oh, my God, had I not had these technologies, because, I mean, I always know what to do when there's any type of challenge. I always tell people I have my bag of tricks. I know what I can do when something's not right. And had I not had that, my dog would have passed. So I was very grateful.
Wow.
Wow, Naina. Yeah, and you know, it's always so awesome with animals because, you know, they have no
resistance.
They have no resistance. I mean, they have no thoughts about whether it's going to work or whether it's not going to work. And you know, it's so amazing. It always works on animals.
And I'll tell you one more quick thing about with my mom. I put my mom on the products as well, and my mom was on the nutritionals and the skincare and the water and sleep system and the insoles and the necklace and everything. And a year later, the doctor asked my mother, what are you doing different? You're getting younger. And my mom came home and she says, oh, nothing. I'm not doing anything different. And so my mom was so excited. She came home and she said, Nina, the doctor asked me what I was doing. It's the first time the doctor ever asked me that I was getting younger. And I said, Mom, you're living in a wellness home. Of course you're going to look younger. It's an anti-aging, you know, wellness home. And she said, well, I didn't think it would do that. I said, well, you never know what it's going to do.
Wow.
I had to laugh because, you know, the little things that you do, they all add up.
Oh, they do. I love it. Anti-aging home. And even the doctor noticed. I mean, that is awesome.
Yeah, a year later. Yep.
Oh, that is so cool. Thank you, Nina.
You're
all
welcome.
Lois, let's see. Where are you? You were there. Oh, there you are. Lois Wilburn.
Hi there.
Line's open.
Good morning, Lois.
Good morning. I wanted Zenaida Ford to give a testimony. Zenaida, are you on the phone?
Zenaida, are you here? I don't see her.
She said she would dial in. But anyway,
okay.
Her daughter had an accident with a skateboard, and she bruised up her knees and everything else. But especially her knee, by the time they got to my house, it was still black and blue after, I don't know, a week or so. And I put a piece of duct tape on it. And the next day where I put the tape, it was like all the bruising was totally gone. Just the bruising was all around it.
Wow.
So I took a picture and she's showing it to people. So she has had a problem with her shoulder. She fell, months ago. Her shoulder kept bothering her. And, of course, she bought the tape after her daughter's accident. She came to my house. And she decided to use it on her shoulder. Like now, she can drive with that arm now.
Wow.
Before she couldn't drive very comfortably. So anyway, that was just a thing. She's really excited now. I mean, I have so many stories. And the most recent, I talked with Kim. She's, you heard me mention Avis. I met her at the health food store buying water and offered her my water. She took it and she liked it. We became friends. But for 5 years, she never said anything to anybody. And she decided to share with her friend, Don Santiago. Don told her friend, and she's gone crazy. She's buying everything. She doesn't want to sign up. I let her borrow a comforter and a pillow. And she says she started sleeping better. Her snoring decreased. She started dreaming. And people that she had negative feelings about, they're dissolving. I mean, after 2 weeks. So yesterday she went on and bought her own comforter and pillows. Without telling me, you know, but she didn't want to sign up. She's on auto ship. Her boyfriend wanted a bone pack. They're on KVB, J Green Signs, liver support. She's feeling so fantastic. And she's going on YouTube. She's looking at all the videos, and she's just going crazy. But she didn't want to share yet. She said, I don't have enough to share. I was like, what are you talking about? But she's really excited. She's getting one experience after another. She's going to order an air system as soon as it comes. She said, keep an eye out, whoever, you know, if I see it first. She bought the water system, shower system already, insoles, everything. Just keep buying.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
How would you like to have about 10 more of those?
Oh, that was, it's amazing. And I didn't have to say much to her. She just came to my house one day, and all this started happening.
Yay,
she got on
you know, Yeah, that is so awesome. And, you know, it just shows that there are some people that are just ready.
She said she know everybody doesn't want to feel better, but she was ready. She and her boyfriend were both ready to feel better.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. And so we just be like Johnny Appleseed. We just keep being out there planting seeds. And I loved how you shared, you know, like sometimes they don't sprout right away. Like Avis, you know, it was like 5 years before she shared with somebody. And then that person shared with another person, and that, you know, and that led to this gal.
and her friend Dawn has a lot of people. She's just been traveling, but she knows a lot of people, and she wants to share with other people too. She's going to. She's already done that, and she's a lot of people are going to be calling me.
I love it, Lois.
Oh, wow, that is
so great.
Yay, Lois.
Thank you. And Edwina said she had a great new one that just happened Thursday.
Edwina, your line's open.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Edwina.
Oh, great. I'm so glad I got this thing mastered. Okay, my story is going to be threefold. And it's three different things that we do as consultants. And this is what happened. On Sunday at church, I just had it on my heart to pray for myself. I'm always praying for other people. But this time, my wife prayed for myself. And I asked God to send new customers, new people that needed me. And I left that alone. On Monday, I was driving in the car, and I get this call. This lady, let's say her name is Leslie, she calls, and she wants to know, is this Edwina Theory? And I said, yes. And she asked, are you still doing Nikon? And I said, yes. And I didn't get all the information from her that I needed to get because I was driving, and I was trying to answer just whatever questions she was saying. She said to me that she was interested in seeing the insults, and did I ever come to people's homes? And I went to the next thing of saying, yes, I do. But usually if I come to your home, it's because we're having a party. And I said, when I'm talking to you, I can talk to three to four other persons. And so then she said, okay, when can you come? And that's when I asked where she lived. And that's when I told her my schedule. I said, I have no time other than Wednesday afternoon. And she said, well, that's kind of quick. Let me see what I can do. So I got off the phone with her. She called me back later on Tuesday telling me that she's gotten some of her neighbors together and if I could come at 3 o'clock. Well, on Monday, I saw another person in my home that I put insoles in, a new person that I wasn't even expecting her to come by and visit, and she was intrigued over what I was doing with the other person. On Tuesday, she called me. She had a mother at the doctor's office. This is two different stories. And this lady, who was the receptionist there, it was her birthday, and she was wanting to take her to lunch. And she just thought I would make a good match with her, and could I meet with them for lunch on Wednesday? And I said, yes. But I have an appointment later on in that afternoon. So Wednesday comes, I meet the new lady. The one lady who's got the insults from Monday showed the new lady. The new lady who I was having lunch with wanted the insults as well. And now I'm off to the appointment. And I'm telling them about the appointment because I don't know these persons. I don't know. I didn't go through the forming and finding out nothing. So when I get there, here's the rest of the story. This lady's husband, who is Larry, is a quadriplegic. And they have used Nikon before this all happened to him. So now they're wanting to get insults again. She called Nikon and got my number. And that's how she found out who I was. It wasn't from anything that I had done here. So now I get there. Neighbors come over, and they're all wanting to see. I have to tell you guys, that was the worst presentation I've ever done. Everything was out of my bag. I could not. I had no table to set up on anything because it was already pretty much set up. But the gift that I have to share with you guys is this. I introduced different things to her, the new things that was in Nikan, from the insoles that she was interested in to the far infrared, the knee wraps. That's what she had wanted. I shared that with all of them as I was pulling it out of my bag. Then I called out the Kinko power band, and I did a strength test on them. They couldn't believe it. They had me do it on Larry. Larry, who had no strength whatsoever. And he put the thumb and the third finger together, and I could not pull it apart right away. It was amazing to him and all the other persons. She made me do it two or three times, just not sure about why. Okay, so that's amazing to me, because I could already see that he had no strength laying in this very, very high wheelchair, which happens to make be like a bed. In fact, he was very, very alert. It was just his body that was just atrophied. So here he goes with maybe saying some few things, understanding about putting the thumb and the third finger together and what I was going to do from that, and then holding that power ball, that power mag, in his hand, just going for that. I was so delighted and thrilled. So that led us to other things, which is he got cold after that, introducing the comforter, the turtle comforter, and on Monday we're meeting again. Her neighbors were enthusiastic about everything because they could see how it was going to be good for him. And I want you to know that even though it was the worst presentation and the house was so hot and I was sweating like you would not believe, it made me think of Mr. Masuda doing the rollout and just thinking to myself of, I have got to make sure that they see what it is that I've got and how it would help him to have a better life or a better existence while laying that. And I want you to know, when I left there, it was like I was in trauma myself because I didn't know what to expect in going in. She just did not say a whole lot. It was just the onset of getting there. And I definitely couldn't tell her, listen, I'm having hormone problems. Is there some air somewhere around here that I could get to keep them sweating like this? But I didn't. I just kept wiping it and carrying on with what. Anyway, it was something that made me see how much there are so many people out there that need what it is that we've got and how excited they were that I just walked in with this, as Nina said, these bags of tricks.
Wow, Edwina, what a beautiful story. I mean, look at your heart. I mean, your heart was radiating. You prayed, you know, and God always answers. And yeah, oh my goodness, how awesome is that? Wow. thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
We have one more person to share this morning, and that's our wonderful Gloria. Jack, can you
open? Gloria, your line's open.
Good morning. Oh my gosh, I love these stories. I love the heart. It is so amazing. I picked not a story, but a technology, the magnets, because they have been most influential for my life and for my husband's and the family and my customers. And I'm so grateful for Nikan's research that they just continue to do. When I was introduced to Nikan, I'd been hurting for 25 years, needing a hip replacement, and the sleep system acted as an anti-inflammatory. Because in three nights I stopped hurting, and it definitely got my attention. But the other miracle was for my husband. He had suffered from debilitating headaches since Vietnam, and this man would power through his day, go to sleep as quickly as he could possibly force it when he got home, and often would bang his head on the wall to relieve the headaches. And I know there's other vets out there that are suffering. They thought it was Agent Orange, but they never were quite sure. So I know there's other people who are hurting, and it was 3 nights on that sleep system, and he's been free of it, just free of it since 1998. I then kept a flex on my hip continuously. That was my new ibuprofen. I didn't need it anymore in my system and tearing my liver apart. When I got the hip replaced 5 years ago, I didn't have the little bitty incision. It was the large 10-inch incision, total replacement. And the doctor told me that he did his best with curtaining the nerves, but he did do some damage, and I would never get the feeling back in that hip, in any of the tissue. And it was quite uncomfortable, not painful, but just annoying. And I knew what the insoles could do for the foot and nerve repair, so I took the flex, put it on my hip, and it took 18 months to get all the feeling back. And so I passed that along to people, that old damage can be undone. There was a time when we thought Dick had MS. He started this crippling movement with his right hand, and it would just curl in and lock. The nerve would just lock. Chiropractor didn't know what to do. And I said, for goodness sakes, just put the bracelet on. And he works heavy construction. He's outside all day long, and he goes, I'll lose it. I said, so we're out $22. Just wear the bracelet. And he did. He'd shower in it. He'd just leave it on. And we noticed in about 3 months that his hand was no longer doing that. And now he's had the bracelet off for about 3 months, and it hasn't come back. Whatever was going on, calm down. He wears the sports necklace all the time. I do too, because of arthritis in my neck. As I said, he works physically hard every day. He loves it. He's good at it. And he's almost 70, and he's running circles around these guys because he's got the necklace on and the insoles in his work boots. I had the shingles a couple of summers ago. Didn't know I had the shingles because I didn't hurt from the shingles. When I got one blister, I went to the doctor, and there was a little feeling like a baby bee sting, just a little vibration in my nerve, in my back, and in my rib cage. And she yelled at me, and she said, why didn't you come in sooner? You've been in pain for a month. She said, I can't even give you the medication because you've been, you didn't bother coming in. You've been trying to fight this off with your natural product. And I said, I didn't hurt. I'm no warrior. I said, I didn't hurt. I found a blister. I came to you. And it's my belief that sleeping on the sleep system, wearing a flex preventatively on my back, just kept it all calm. And when it did escalate a little bit the next week, I just moved the flex and kept it on my rib cage where the nerves wanted to jump. And I've known people who have suffered for years. So anybody with any kind of that jumping nerve, whether it's shingles or not, I've helped them wear the sleep mask. People who get shingles in their face have debilitating headaches. And it's calmed down customer after customer after customer for me. That's just been amazing to watch. So the insoles went in our shoes in 1998. We've changed them out maybe every 7 years because we just never stop wearing them. And if our feet or our ankles or legs hurt at all, we just get a new pair. I had bulging, pulsing veins in my legs before NECAN. I had worked on my feet all of my life. I had to wear support hose year-round. Not a comfortable thing. And it took about 5 years before I noticed that was gone. It was just gone. And I know it was sleeping in the sleep system and using the insoles. It was just being around this energy constantly. So we use the necklace, as I said, because I have arthritis in my neck. I keep it on. I heard a testimonial one day about seizures. So when our dog started to have seizures, we put a necklace on her, and it took a couple days. She had like a seizure and a half after wearing it, but 18 months. She lived 18 months longer, and no, not another seizure. And it had nothing to do with anything else that was going on with her, you know, her arthritis or anything else. It was separate. And so, of course, when my friend texted me that her little girl was having a seizure, I ran over with a necklace, calm her down, and it worked for her, too. Do they go to the doctor and do the neurological workup and get their answers? Of course. But to ease a symptom while you're figuring out what's going on and what might be causing it is such a gift. I'm grateful. I have something positive to do every single day, and that's just one technology. More to come.
That was awesome, Gloria. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, everybody that's on this call this morning, and thank you, you know, everybody that shared. You know, the power of sharing from our heart. I mean, just like Edwin, I mean, praying for people that need us, letting our heart just, you know, radiate. Do everything that we do, you know, do with love, with caring. But collect these, you know, collect these stories, collect these testimonials. I mean, we can do three-way calls with, you know, each other. There are YouTubes out there like Gary Linder has that Self-Care Awakening YouTube channel. Nikan Live every Wednesday morning. Vance Rogers, let's see, it's 8 a.m. Pacific time. He does testimonials on the Nikan Live, so it's theroyalalliance.com/live to get on that. Then every Saturday, there's the Stump the Doc. That's at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday, and I know lots of those, I think they get recorded. But just to have these testimonials so that we realize all the ways that these products can help people and that we can share with people so that they can have hope. And again, the three-way calls, the power of, you know, having somebody else that's had the same thing, you know, that can share with somebody, like if somebody has used the necklace for seizures or if they've used, you know, some magnets for their hips to get better or for headaches, you know, the power of having somebody to be able to share or again, to be able to listen to it on a YouTube or just an audio recording, just helps, you know, to be able to get this news out to people that there are things that they can do that are natural that can help them. So thanks, everybody. I mean, we're so happy and grateful. I mean, we are so grateful for NECAM for what they've done in our life and each of you on the call. I know each of you are so grateful. So, thanks.
Conference muted.
Yay. Okay, you're all unmuted. Yay, team.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Have a great day,
bye. Thank you.
Bye.
I appreciate you. I love you.
Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.